Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Minister Sharon Brumfield, and I'm excited to connect with you all this morning on Spiritual Refreshing. First off, I want to apologize if you tuned in on yesterday and you didn't hear the show. That was my fault. I put in the wrong date for airing the show. And so today we're here this morning, and we'll be talking about our heart, the matters of the heart. Last week, I started this series about saying yes to God. And last week, we talked about the benefits of saying yes to God. And we looked at Mary when we started out, and we looked at her life, and we looked at how she said yes to God, even in the face of experiencing shame and the possibility of rejection and even the possibility of death. But even in that, she still said yes to God. And looking at her life and her experience saying yes to God, we looked at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 and how that connects and helps us to understand how Mary was able to say yes to God, even in that dire situation. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." So we see in that scripture there, it says, "and lean not on your own understanding." What if Mary had leaned on her own understanding? Her understanding was, if you are pregnant and you do not have a husband, that is cause for death. That is tolerated. So that was her own understanding. But she cut herself out of the equation. She trusted God with all her heart. She did not lean on her own understanding. In all her ways, she acknowledged him, and he did what? He directed her path. No hurt, harm, or danger came unto Mary because she was obedient to God. So we look at her life, and we try to make that connection in our own life with God so that we can say yes no matter what our own understanding is telling us. We can go forth and say yes to him, knowing that there are benefits to saying yes. We looked at Isaiah 1 and 19. It says, "If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land." If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's a benefit. Proverbs 3 and 6, "And God will direct your path." That's a benefit. You don't have to wander and wonder which way to go. When you trust in the Lord and you don't lean on your own understanding, it takes out that element of flip-flopping back and forth between decisions. It causes you to stay focused on the path that God has already directed for you, and that's where the benefits lie. So that's just a little review from last week. And out of that lesson last week, I asked myself about trusting God. And how can we trust God if we're not trusting him with all of our heart? So then we look at that and we see, oh, okay, it's about the heart. So now today we'll be looking at some scriptures about the heart, how we can trust God with all of our heart. And that's our lesson for today. So before we get started, I want to pray. I have some 15 freedom truths, actually. We got these from our pastor about a month ago, I believe, on a Wednesday night during prayer service. And he asked us to confess these 15 freedom truths over our life every day, to confess them boldly and to believe what the Word of God is saying for our individual selves. And then he asked us to take one or two out of here that specifically spoke to us and make sure that we confess that. When we began to doubt, confess that. When we weren't sure, just a day, so that we can build ourselves up according to how God sees us and not our own understanding or how we see ourselves. And then there's a radical partnership confession that goes along with this that we're saying every day as well. So I just want to share that with you today. If you would like information about these 15 Freedom Truths or the Radical Partnership Confession, you can definitely contact me through my Facebook page, Spiritual Refreshing, or my Facebook page, Sharon Brumfield, and I will make sure that I could email you a copy of this. So we're going to open up confessing our 15 Freedom Truths and our Radical Partnership Confession. In the name of Jesus, we are new creatures predestined for greatness. We are God's children, fully accepted by the Father. We are loved by God, regardless of how we perform. We are forgiven and will not be tormented by past errors. We are overcomers, and our faith is changing our circumstances. We are givers, and God is causing people to help us prosper. We have authority over the devil, and no demon power can hurt us. Abundance is God's will for us, and we will not settle for less. We are healed, and sickness will not lord over our bodies in Jesus' name. God is on our side, and we will not fear. The Holy Spirit is our helper. We're never alone, and we have the peace of God. We are blessed, and it's a matter of time before things change. What we see now is only temporary. We have the wisdom of God. We hear the Father's voice. Our steps are ordered by God, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We are set in the body of Christ, and we know that we are valuable and we are important to the work of God. We choose not to be offended, and we are being delivered out of all afflictions and every persecution in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we boldly declare that we are in radical partnership with you to advance the kingdom of God, to bless others and our lives. We now receive full benefit of the blood covenant ratified by Jesus our Lord. We declare this is the year of the double manifestation for the work of God and for our lives. We declare through our partnership and participation in ministry by faith the threefold harvest of souls, surplus, and signs for us and our church. We are anointed to prosper because of the outpouring of grace that we have received. Our eyes are open to see creative ways to increase financially. Our ears are open to hear the best deals, and our heart is pure so that you can channel finances through us. We are anointed to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit because we have received the outpouring of power in Jesus' name. Father, because we have demonstrated we can be trusted, therefore, you cause us to increase supernaturally. Our dreams and desires will spring forth speedily, and the wisdom to maximize each situation is ours in Jesus' name. No weapon of any kind is formed against us. Father, we thank you that angels observe our obedience and go forth now and bring to pass the will of God for our lives and the ministry. We no longer agree with darkness, but we intentionally speak light to dark situations in Jesus' name. We boldly declare that substantial increase comes to us in supernatural ways because of our radical partnership in this season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so again, if you would like these 15 Freedom Truths or if you would like this confession, you can contact me on Facebook, Spiritual Refreshing, or Sharon Brumfield, or you can email me at ministerbrumfield@jcww.org. Amen. Every time I read those 15 Freedom Truths, I get excited and I get energized, and it just continues to reinforce on the inside of me who God says I am and through God what I can do. And so those are very powerful freedom truths that I hope blessed your life this morning. So, again, as I said, our lesson today is the heart of the matter in our Yes, God series, the heart of the matter. When we talk about trusting God, the level of trust and obedience that we give to God depends on the condition of your heart. So if you have all this negativity, hurt, disappointment, offense, all those things in your heart, then it's going to be very difficult for you to trust God. It's just going to be very difficult. And so being able to work through those issues that harden our heart is going to be a major factor in having that relationship with God where you can trust him. You heard his voice. You can trust that he has your back. You can trust that he's already prepared the way for you. You can trust that as you go out on this path that he's already directed and opened for you, that he's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. There may be some bumps in the road. You may have to climb up a couple of hills, but knowing that even in the midst of all of that, God is with you. Let's look at John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. As you get that in your Bibles or your electronic devices, your tablet, iPads, phones. It's so awesome that we have so many ways to read the Bible. You know, so many ways. You can read the Bible any time of the day on your phone. You can read it on the internet, on your computer. You can read it on your iPad, your tablet. It's just amazing how open and free the Word of God is for people. All right, John chapter 16, verse 33. It reads, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Let's look up a little bit at verse 2. Let me just get it here. Verse 32. It says, Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And then it goes into verse 33. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So what are we looking at? This is when Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples, letting them know that he would not be with them much longer. And he gave several different examples of trouble. And in verse 21, it says, A woman, when she is in travail, sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. You know, we always, many people always use the example of a woman in labor, and it is very true. It's one of the best examples you can use. You're experiencing this traumatic situation, this immense pain, but as soon as it's done and the child is born, you're not even thinking about the pain anymore. You're so in awe of the miracle that has just taken place that the pain is in the past, and now it's just joy and peace and excitement of this new life that has been born into the world. And so it's that way with any trouble. Like I said in the beginning when we just got started, oftentimes the heart is full of hurt from childhood or a traumatic experience that happened, and those things just pile up and pile up and pile up in a person's heart, and the heart becomes hardened to trusting others, to loving others, having compassion. Those things are hardened and hidden away, and a person no longer wants to be vulnerable because they're afraid that they will be hurt again. And so holding on to that hurt and holding on to that pain and rejection and offense builds up a wall, not only to other people, but to God. But Jesus says in verse 63, it says, But take heart, I have overcome the world. So what does take heart mean? It means to be confident and courageous in difficult times. Our example last week of Mary, she was confident and courageous in a difficult time when God asked her to do something that was way out of her comfort zone. It could have caused death, rejection, all those things, but she took heart in that difficult time and became courageous and bold, stepping out and trusting God. And none of those things that could have happened, they didn't happen to her. What situations are in your life that right at this moment, God is saying, trust me with that. Trust me with that. I want you to do this. I need you to step out. What's in your heart that's hindering that process to move forward, that's hindering that yes? You feel it deep and you know it. You keep hearing it. You keep hearing God speak to you. He's nudging you. He's talking to you. But something, that barrier, that hardened heart, something is causing you not to move forward and not to say yes. Let's look at some scriptures that are referencing the heart. Proverbs 4 and 23. Proverbs 4 and 23. It reads, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Staying in the Word of God, reading the Word of God, reading these freedom truths over and over and over again, and actually they're based on different scripture references, helps us to guard our heart. When something comes in our area, our sphere, which is going to cause hurt or shame or rejection or cause us to take offense, we must go to the Word of God. We've got to have that relationship with God where we can talk that out with Him and He can help us work our way through those. Otherwise, we'll constantly take offense. We'll always be hurt if we're not building ourselves up on the Word of God. And also looking at the person or the situation and seeing, do I need to have some compassion here? Do I need to help and minister to this individual during this situation instead of always taking it as a negative towards yourself? And so taking heart is having that confidence, being courageous during that difficult time to not sit there in that, but to move past it. Either you need to forgive the person, you need to have a conversation with the person and talk it out, get some understanding about the situation, instead of just taking it, being offended, being hurt, and allowing those build and build and build, causing your heart to be hardened. Let's look at Proverbs 15 and 13. Proverbs 15 and 13. It says, a happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. Like we just talked about, situations come, you're either hurt, you take offense, you're angry, any of those emotions come about, and then you allow that to go on, and you don't say anything, you allow it to pile up. Another thing happens, you allow that to pile up. Crushes the spirit. But a happy heart makes the face cheerful. Let's talk that situation out with the individual. Let's get some understanding. Let's get built up in the Word with the 15 freedom truths or other scriptures that encourage you. Have a time of prayer. Be in the Word. Make sure that you're in fellowship with God at all times so that you don't take offense, so that you're building up your self-esteem, so that you won't allow negativity just to draw you and draw you and crush your spirit.
And then we have a third scripture, Proverbs 17 and 22. Another example, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. Spirit dries up bones, or heartache crushes the spirit. And then our first scripture was Proverbs 4:23. It says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Life comes from our heart. The things that we experience come from our heart. And so when we're not guarding our heart through prayer, allowing the word of God to minister to us daily, then a happy heart, you won't have a happy heart. You'll have heartache, and then it'll crush your spirit. And a crushed spirit will just dry the person up. They're not friendly. They are not in relationship with other people. They are off to themselves because of the distrust and the anger and the hurt and all those that emotional stuff keeps them at bay and not allowing them to connect with other people. Telling us in John 16:33, take heart. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So he's already taken all that pain and emotional baggage. He's already taken that when he died on the cross. He took all that. So it's up to us to build ourselves in the word, to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us so that we're not crushed, but we take heart and we're courageous and we're bold in difficult situations. Psalm 51 says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. If you're looking at a situation where your heart is hardened, you're looking at a situation where you want to trust God, but you got all this emotional stuff going on in your heart, and it's difficult for you. This is a time where you can connect with God and just cry out to him and say, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. On Saturday, we had prayer service. We have corporate prayer on Saturdays at 10 a.m. And we were in prayer, and I was going through the Psalms, and I found Psalm 107, and it just ministered to me during prayer time. And it gave examples over and again of how people fail, whether it was disobedience or through fear or rebellion. No matter what the people did to fall away from God, it just kept bringing, God kept bringing them back to him and said, when they cried out, then God came and set them free and delivered them and put them on a high place. And then it goes on to say, oh, if men would praise God. Oh, that men would praise God. And then again, a group of people would do something and would cause themselves to fall away from God. And then it would go on to say, but when they cried out to God, help me, save me, he did just that and delivered them and saved them. So no matter where you are in your life, no matter what condition your heart is in, when you cry out to God, he hears you. And he will save you, and he will deliver you out of that situation. But it's up to you to do the crying out. It's up to you to pray. It's up to you to get into your word. It's up to you to make those changes and those adjustments. Maybe it's forgiving somebody. Maybe you've held on to that offense so long, and now it's time to give it up. Whatever it is, God is saying, when you cry out to him, he will deliver you. He will set you free. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. So we talked about the heart, the condition of the heart. We talked about taking heart. That means being confident and courageous in difficult situations. We looked at Mary and how she was confident and courageous. We looked at scriptures that tell us to guard our heart. We looked at scriptures that told us what happens when we don't guard our heart. We looked at Psalm 51, and all we need to do is cry out, ask God to clean us up, clean up our heart, ask him to renew a right spirit within us. So why do we need to do that? How do you know when you're losing heart? How do you know when your spirit is crushed? How do you know when you're heading in this direction? Well, number one, if you're not in prayer, if you're not praying, if you're not in communication with God, you know, you're going day in and day out and you're not talking to him, you're not listening to him, you're not getting the direction that we need to get from him. We learned in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that he will direct our path. Well, if we're not in prayer, how will we get instructions? How will we know what to do, where to go? And so you can identify when you're going down this road to losing heart or to having a crushed spirit is when you're not in prayer. You're not in prayer, eventually it's going to happen. Eventually you're going to crash. Eventually something's going to happen. You're going to get overwhelmed. Things are going to start snowballing. Number two, listen to your words. What words are you speaking? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Are your words negative? You can tell by your words. You can say, oh, wow, did I just say that? Okay, that was pretty negative. I need to line up. I need to get back in line. I need to check myself out, see where my temperature gauge is. Am I falling on the empty side with the word? Am I falling on the empty side with prayer? Am I falling on the empty side with the word of God? Or am I more towards the full? So you can identify where you're going, one, by your prayer life, two, by your words. Number three, when you're focusing on your problems versus focusing on the vision that you have for your life, what God has already ministered to you and told you. Are you looking at where you are? Are you looking at the bills and the bills are piling up? Are you looking at a health situation in a negative way, seeing on the negative part, or are you in expectation, already confessing your healing, already confessing that this God is opening doors of opportunity for you to get increased so that you can maintain your life, that type of thing. And then finally, if you're returning to old habits, if, you know, whatever old habit you have, if you find yourself returning to doing things the old way instead of stepping out the box and moving forward, then from that you can tell if you are losing heart, if you're beginning to become crushed, if you're losing your way. And so I pray that today you heard something that has blessed your life. We will continue in this series next week. I'll be posting some of the archived shows so that you can hear what we did last week and then hear today. And so I want to say thank you again for tuning in to Spiritual Refreshing on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Minister Sharon Brumfield. You can definitely connect with me on Facebook, Spiritual Refreshing, or Sharon Brumfield. I look forward to having a Saturday. Author Olivia Shaw will be on our show Saturday at 10 a.m., I believe, and I'll be posting that on Facebook as well. So connect with us on Saturday, and you guys be blessed.